Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
You're listening to our number two in the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Tom Abraham Show on a truncated throwback Thursday in the doghouse. We're out at 5 tonight to accommodate the Sweet 16. And don't forget, right here, you'll get Loyola Chicago and Nevada, and of course we got Kentucky and Kansas State. Also in the West region, it'll be Michigan and Texas A&M and Florida State and Gonzaga. So both SEC teams go tonight, and you'll hear all of the coverage right here on the Ump. Don't forget, we are also the home of the $1,000 payoff that gets started a week from today. You'll be getting a chance from the Ump to win $1,000 each and every day, but you have to listen for the word of the day to win. So stay tuned for more details on that. We'll have some fun with that. We'll do it twice during the show every day. I mean, that's what I'm talking about right there. We're going to do it twice during the show every day. So you're going to need to pay attention and close attention to that deal. Auburn's Jordan Lee, along with his brother Matt Lee, a few years ago, 4 years ago now, I guess, they won a national championship. And Jordan was the individual national champion as well, and bass fishing. And that's a thing. I know a lot of you say, but bass fishing fans, State of Alabama was very well represented at the Bassmaster Classic. But for the second time in as many years, Jordan Lee wins the Classic, goes back-to-back. There's only two other guys that have ever gone back-to-back at the Bassmaster Classic. Rick Klun and Kevin Van Dam. And now this guy has done it back-to-back. He's the quickest guy to get to $1 million in earnings. Wins $300,000 for winning the Classic, and he joins us now. Jordan, welcome in, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You know, I interviewed you in the parking lot on media day, and, you know, you didn't sound like you really had much going on. It was like, you know, I'm going to try this, I'll try that. You were messing around with wacky rigs and redoing some stuff, but you didn't feel like you were on something really going in, right? I mean, was that just a ruse, or is that true?
No, it's true. I mean, you know, a lot of events that, you know, that I fish, I mean, I'm not, you know, you fish a lot in practice, you try a lot of different things, and, you know, I eliminated a lot of different water, and, you know, that really helped me going into the tournament, and the weather change really just kind of played into what I was doing. I mean, it really, you know, Mother Nature in the spring, I mean, it's hard to predict, and, you know, the patterns and the things that I were doing, just it really played in exactly, you know, how the weather did. So it just, you know, it just worked out.
You were, what, 6 or 7 pounds back, but, you know, you made the big comeback last year. This is becoming your thing. But Jason Christie, I mean, you got a feel for him. I mean, he had a, you know, 5-6 pound lead going into the last day. And if he has just an average day, you guys are all shaking his hand. And you hate it for a guy. I know you want to win, but you hate it for such a good guy like Jason Christie.
You really do. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I do hate it for him. I mean, I hate it for him. I hate it for Brent. I hate it for my brother. And, you know, I really feel for, you know, just being that close and not being able to fill it up. And, I mean, it is the Classic. And I've been really close in elite events and fell. I mean, not fell apart, but, you know, my two elite events, I've watched Kevin bring in, you know, him come in on the last day and beat me. And at St. Clair last year, Christie had a good bag. And, you know, I was leading for a couple of days and he came in and, he, you know, drop the hammer down. And that's just how it got. I mean, that's just what happens. I mean, it's hard to catch them every day. And things change, and it's and I do hate it for them. I mean, they're great people and guys I look up to, you know, and have for years, and you know, they're definitely the top anglers in our sport for sure.
Jordan Lee, Bassmaster Classics champion, back to back. He's won two of the four classics that he's fished in. He's cashed in 41 of the 52 tournaments he's entered. But, you know, I know you're a two-time Bassmaster Classic champ, but, you know, go ahead and win an elite event someday. You know what I mean? I mean, why not win one of those things? That's not big enough deal for you? You only win when it's 300 grand, not 100 grand?
No, I promise you, I've tried, and it's hard. I don't know if it's a three-day tournament. You know, three-day tournaments or my deal or what, but I may be calling Bass and trying to get it to change it to three-day events, and I may have a couple. So
fastest to $1 million as well, over $1 million in earnings now. And when you hear that, Rick Klun, KVD, Jordan Lee, I mean, is it almost surreal, you know, to be in that company so quickly and doing something that only two other guys have done in 48 years?
It really is. It is surreal. I mean, there's so many great anglers, and I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just these last two classics have just it's just been meant to be. I mean, I don't know how to put it any other way than that. Just because there's so many good anglers that are right there at it. I mean, just have it right there, and it just does not happen for them.
Yeah,
and it just happens for me, and I don't know. It's just it's hard to explain. It really is, but I'm definitely thankful for it. And yeah, I mean, Rick Klun, Van Dam. I mean, those guys are the top tier. I mean, and to be even mentioned in the same sentence is pretty cool. I mean, I'm just I'm 26. You know, I love to fish. I mean, I'm a guy from Alabama. I'm not anything superhuman. And I mean, it's just it's been surreal for sure.
Van Dam said on Sunday, you know, he says, "Yeah, I've won four of these things, but I fished in 27 of them. You know, you've won two out of four, and so he feels like his percentage isn't very good. But I mean, he's still Kevin Van Dam. Now, last year on Conroe, you had a couple of real pigs anchoring your sack, but you know, this was a different kind of deal. You know, people were wondering, would it be largemouths, would it be spots that would win it, and you weighed in for the 3 days, eight spots and seven largemouths. So, you know, for you, were you targeting one or the other, and they're both in the similar spots, or you know, was it something where you went for spots and then you went in to the creeks for largemouth?
That's exactly what I did. You know, I started out my mornings targeting spotted bass, and you know, I thought that would be there. You know, the spots are a little bit easier to catch as far as targeting. I mean, you can, you know, pull up and you know, they're a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more predictable, and I had a few you know, places that you know, I didn't know going in if they were going to be productive, and they turned out to be really productive just to start my day off in the right direction. And you know, I could catch, you know, a limit, you know, within the first, you know, hour and a half every day, and you know, caught a couple, you know, really really good ones. I mean, that second day I weighed in all spots, so, and caught those pretty quick, and just went looking for largemouth. And the largemouth, really, you know, I knew going in that I wasn't going to get a lot of bites just from based off my practice. So that's why I kind of started with the spots, and then, you know, just fish for largemouth the rest of the day, and try to, you know, put it in front of as many docks. And, you know, that's really what I was targeting the whole time for the largemouth, you know, staying in the clear water. And, you know, I thought if I could, you know, something I like to do, and I thought, you know, I don't need that many bites. I just need a couple here or there, and you know, I could have a good day. So that's what I did, and it just, you know, the game plan kind of worked out just from the weather the last day being sunny, being slick. I mean, it was a tough day for moving bait, and the docks were just the deal, and it just played right into what I was doing.
Bassmaster Classic champ Jordan Lee, our guest, and an Auburn Tiger, won a national championship at Auburn with his brother Matt Lee as well. Auburn guys, and as you know, Jordan, you know, Clemson University sits right there on Lake Hartwell, and about 2 or 3 hours after you won the Bassmaster Classic and took all that money out of their lake, you know, they kind of hammered your Auburn Tigers in the tournament. I think it's your fault. I think you motivated them, to take out Auburn after what you did to their lake.
Maybe so. That is a possibility. Yeah, I was a little I was a little bummed to hear because they did put it on us pretty bad. And I had to go to the news station the next morning and watch us get beat pretty bad. So maybe it was a little sweet redemption for me. So poor Eagle for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's you win by a pound. Let's pull the curtain back for a minute here. You win by exactly 1 pound over Brent Erler. You both had about the same sack. I think you had 16-5. He had 16-4. On the final day, when do you know? I mean, when you're sitting out there in that parking lot, do you know or do you think you know? Because the emotion when they finally weigh him in and you have won by a pound was amazing. But when did you really know, I think I got this thing?
Oh, until the scales, until I saw my weight on the scales is really when I knew, just because, I mean, it was so close. And Jason didn't need that much, and Bass Track, you don't ever know with that, just because it's so close. So I didn't know to the last second. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, when I had a little bit more weight than Brent, that was a big hurdle, and I thought, man, this could be it. And but when Christy, I didn't know what he needed when he came up there and he only needed 9 pounds, I really, really thought he had it. Yeah. So,
all right, Jordan.
I was surprised for sure.
Yeah. Jordan Lee has been our guest. He is the 2-time Bassmaster Classic champ. And good luck at the Sabine River coming up in April. And, maybe we'll be talking again. We talk to the champ after each tournament, so maybe we'll be talking again. I got a feeling we might be talking to your brother pretty soon, the way that kid's charging the last 6 or 7 tournaments.
I can totally agree. Matt definitely he's on fire right now. So you'll be talking to him soon, I promise.
All right, Jordan, I appreciate you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
What a tremendous kid. What a great young man, and very much a humble guy. Now, Gerald Swindle. Gerald is from Warrior, Alabama, and lives in Gunnersville. And you might see him out there on the lake. If you're down there on the lake, you could see him. He's a 2-time Angler of the Year, which the guys will tell you the Angler of the Year is really even a bigger deal than winning the Classic. I mean, you can have a good week, a good 3 days, and win the Bassmaster Classic, but you got to have a good season to win the Angler of the Year. And Gerald has not won the Classic, but he has won the Angler of the Year twice. He was close going in on Sunday, on Championship Sunday. And when he weighed in, I didn't think he ended up maybe 10th total in the deal. But when he weighed in after a guy by the name of Brent Ayler. And if you guys know Brent Ayler, those of you that are fishing fans, this Brent Ayler guy, T-Mac, is a Californian. And he's just got that style, where he wears the skinny jeans and the Chuck Taylor shoes and the flat hat. He's not like a Southerner, you know what I mean? He's a California guy.
Doesn't sound like a fisherman, to be honest with you.
I mean, yeah, well, and there's some good fishermen from California, but it's not like what we would consider a guy. So anyway, Gerald gets loose and on stage on Championship Sunday, 15,000 people in the arena, and Gerald Swindle, after he weighs in and being interviewed on stage by Dave Mercer, take a listen to what G-Man had to say.
I think as a competitor, I'm never the guy to sit back and say I'm happy with the finish. There's only one position we're fishing for, but I had to, I got to accept what was given to me. I thought I had to make the big decisions today to catch a big bag. I don't really have any regrets. I had some ways I thought I could catch 10 or 12 pounds, but I thought if I'd done that, I'd be scared. I said the only way you can beat somebody like Christy with that big a lead, you got to fish your strengths. So I did what I had to do. Just didn't work out. I needed a little bit more wind. I got no excuses. I got great sponsors. I think I got the best fan base in the country, hands down. I mean, just look around. Who'd ever dream so many rednecks would come watch one real skinny, goofy redneck weigh in? See, that's what I'm talking about. I come to the Classic every year with intent to try to do well. This year, I just want to get inside the top 25 today. Just didn't work out. I mean, I seriously thought like I was jump roping with Taylor Swift for like 6 or 7 hours. I mean, I have skipped docks and rocks and swam dog fennel and summer cedars, and I've ripped chatter baits and smatter baits and jerk plugs and ripped crank baits. I'd like to tell you that my motor got 40 miles to the gallon, but don't nothing do that good. You holding it to the floor trying to make it scream. I was trying to make something happen. I caught a 3.5-pounder, and I said, I'm going to fish every boat dock on Hartwell, and I'm just let y'all know I almost got it done in 3 hours. There's two in the very back of 6 and 20 I didn't get to. Y'all want to pick him up tomorrow, we'll start right there. But I caught every fish this week on a half-ounce evergreen chatterbait, the jackhammer. I'm not sponsored by them. I pay $15.99 a piece for them, just like y'all do. I got about $1,100 of them. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah, I do. I tried to get in touch with my inner rehike today. I even dipped the tail of that little Zoom paddle tail on the back of it to try to make it work. Just wasn't my time. I got nothing but compliments for Joe Lee, and I was watching Brent Ayler up here, and I was thinking, man, I'm fixing to get beat by a guy wearing skinny jeans, and that's going to hurt. I mean, I know Luke Bryan looks good in him, and I'm just mad that I don't look as good as Ayler does in him. I'm just frustrated. If I put on skinny jeans, I'd look like McDonald's straws. I just can't do it. He had them Chuck Taylors on. I thought we was going to play basketball in the old gym, slide across the wood floor, and shoot from the foul line. I'm mad that I don't look like that. I'm bow-legged, broke leg, can't hardly walk. People think I just got a swagger. I said, no, I got a bad leg. I'm a pimp with a limp, and I'm proud to be here. Thank you, Toyota. See you guys.
That's Gerald Swindle.
Oh my gosh, that man's a treasure.
How great is that, man?
It's like the fisherman's Mike Leach, man. Like,
oh my gosh, he is so good.
You know what it sounded like when he was rattling off, you know, about his boat and his fishing line and stuff like that? Yeah. It sounded like John Gruden calling a play.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
It did. It did. He sounded a little bit like Gruden calling a play, and he that's kind of the kind of guy that he is. I mean, he's a little bit of a
flip right double X jet 36 counter naked waglet 7X quarter.
What it sounded like.
It's the deal right there, man.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, but I love every second of it. It's fantastic.
Well, it was funny because I was there, you know, and I heard it live, and it was hard to catch some of what he was saying, and then hearing it in my headphones and then being able to hear what he's saying, because he starts taking the name of lures, you know, chatterbait, a flatterbait, and a, you know, skipping this. And I don't know. My wife looked at me when he said playing jump rope with Taylor Swift for 6 hours. I don't even know what that means. He's classic.
I'm glad I'm not alone, because I have no idea what the hell that meant either, but it was fantastic.
Pure Alabama, though. I mean, there he is right there, Gerald Swindle, and he is a treasure. And I've had him on Bassmaster Radio a few times, and it's always a lot of fun. All right, let me get Kenny Trill in here before we get to the break. Trill, what's going on, man? You understood. Trill understood every single thing that guy was saying.
Every single bit of it. Dog, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you've got to get that to me. I have got to have that. I will listen to that every morning on my way to work just to fire me up.
I think I want to play it again sometime before the end of the show. I got to play it again, but yeah, I can figure it out. What I need to do is I'll tweet it. I'll figure out a way to. I think I can tweet it. I'm not great at that, but I think I'm good enough to tweet it.
Yeah, if you can do that, that would be fantastic. Let me tell you something. He was talking about jump roping with Taylor Swift. What he's saying is he never stopped. He never stopped his hands moving. He never stopped his feet moving. That guy was working his butt off.
I believe that.
So, man, that was amazing, though. Hey, that's a good guy, too. I've been following him for a while. And buddy, he's somebody that just you can cheer for. He's somebody that you always want to cheer for. Just a good guy.
Yeah.
He is just humble. Man, that's somebody to really follow.
Yeah, and if you watch some of his, if you go to Bassmaster.com and you see some of his stuff, it's really cool. They got his man cave and pictures of some of the different things he does. And
yeah,
he's one of the wealthiest guys out there, but he, you know. It's always right there.
You couldn't tell it if you seen him though.
Yeah. No, he's He's true blue. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's every bit that. I mean, he's exactly what he just sounded like. There's no question about it. All right, I'm gonna get it out there for you. I'll get it. I think I figured out how to do it. I'm gonna put it out, the whole thing with him getting out of the boat, and I'm gonna tweet it here right now in just a moment. All right, when we come back from the break, Paul Jones joins us from Bulldogs 24/7. We'll talk about the Mississippi State Bulldogs as they are now in Joe Moorhead's first spring practice. We'll get to that right after this. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here at 730-1039, The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump, WUMP.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Uma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Uma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16, starting with Loyola Chicago and Nevada. Coverage starts at 5 p.m. All right here on The Ump.
Every 2 minutes, a child enters foster care in the United States. More than 23,000 of these youth age out of foster care without anyone to protect them and care for them. You can be the difference for a child or teen in foster care. To learn about fostering or adoption, call SAFY today at 334-270-3181 or visit the website at safy.org. Consider becoming a foster parent, an agent of hope. Log on, safy.org.
Attention all veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses. Warriors to the Workforce presents in association with Still Serving Veterans, the AUSA Global Force Symposium and Exposition, March 27th at the VBC in Huntsville. Are you looking for a job? Would you like to meet some veteran-friendly companies ready to hire? Would you like to hear and participate in some great discussions about transition? Then come participate in the AFF's nationwide initiative to help veterans find jobs. At the AUSA Global Force Symposium and Exposition, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., March 27th at the VBC. Attendance is free for veterans, military service members, and military spouses. Don't wait. Get your future started now. Register today at warriorstotheworkforcehsv.net. That's warriorstotheworkforcehsv.net.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence. At no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
Hi, I'm Megan Hoffer, and welcome to Heartbeat. Probably each of us as a child played the game hide and seek. What a fun time, especially if you were the one doing the seeking. As we grow up, we began to understand another kind of hide and seek. We hide our emotions and feelings because we do not want to become too transparent. Often, those who love us will ask us questions and seek to try and help us. In the Bible, Jesus Christ says to us in Matthew 7:7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Instead of hiding your emotions and feelings today, talk with God and ask Him for all your needs. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
What do you mean you missed a segment of the Tom Abraham Show? How could you miss one of these great guests? What are you going to do when someone asks you, did you hear what the dog said? Here's the solution. Go to umpsports.com, click on the show at the podcast tab.
A cool afternoon with a sunny sky, the high today 59. Fair and cold again tonight, but we should stay above freezing, the low at 37. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the high at 65. Saturday becoming mostly cloudy, the chance of a few passing showers during the day, the high at 72. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Wipe your paws. It's time to enter the doghouse.
Led Zeppelin getting to treatment on Throwback Thursday. Back in 1975, on this day, they started a six-week run at number one with Physical Graffiti, and that was the group's fourth U.S. number one album. So we put Led Zeppelin in the spotlight today. And by the way, for those of you that really enjoyed that Gerald Swindle cut, I have tweeted the link to the video of it, him getting out of his boat, coming up on stage, the whole nine yards. So check that out at the Twitter, at Tom Abraham Show. All right, over in Starkville, they are underway with Joe Moorhead's first spring ball, and joining us now to talk about that, Paul Jones from Bulldogs 24/7. Paul, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, the overall impressions of Joe Moorhead leading up to this spring ball and how it has been, you know, how he's been with the media and, you know, what kind of access you guys are getting.
Well, he's been great to us, and you know, usually get that with new coaches. They try to have things a little bit more open than usual whenever new coaches come in. And we've been able to watch about a third of practices open, and then Saturday will be our only complete practice that we get to watch open. So that's kind of different from the past. But like I said, that kind of comes with the territory with new coaches. But yeah, Joe's been great to us, though. You know, easy. He's accessible, and same thing with his assistant coaches, and so far so good in that regard.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because he comes off of James Franklin's staff, and when Franklin and these guys were in Nashville, they couldn't open the doors enough at Vanderbilt. I mean, I actually did shows from spring ball, the entire show during practice from spring ball. And I mean, they just, you know, but they were building a program there. So there's a little bit of that. Even getting a third is more than you're getting, you know, over here, Alabama and Auburn, you'd be lucky to get 10 minutes, 12 minutes. You see the stretch and a little bit of the, you know, a little bit of the individual stuff, and that's it.
And that's how, you know, early on in Dan Mullen's tenure, we got a lot more open and, you know, it kind of decreased as the years went along. And, you know, I understand that's kind of how it is nationwide now. But, you know, it allows you to get a good idea of what you're writing about and where pieces are and who's lining up where. And that's always appreciative in our field because every now and then you like to know what you're writing about.
Yeah. And it's funny because the coaches will always – they'll kind of chastise us for speculating about something, but they don't tell us anything. We don't see anything. They don't tell us anything. And we got an audience that wants to know. It's maybe not a need to know, but there's a big want to know out there, and you got to be able to give your audience something. And that's what's driving a bus. That's why the SEC is the most popular league in the country.
Exactly. And, you know, just the simple basis that we take for granted where guys are lining up, who's rotating where, you know, who's, you know, not, it's never so much about the injuries as it is, how's the depth chart stacking up, who's competing with who, who's matching up with who, and, you know, all that stuff goes hand in hand when you start writing previews, whether it be for spring football or training camp or the season.
Yeah, and as if we're going to put something out there that is going to give an opponent a competitive advantage, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, we just gave away the game plan for week one on the third day of spring ball. You know, come on, I mean, you know, it's crazy, but the way that goes. All right, Paul Jones with us. Now, the big news, Nick Fitzgerald. I mean, you know, just to see him out there, I mean, the horrific injury in the Egg Bowl, this is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league. He is a two-way guy. I mean, he's been a guy that's done a lot of damage with his legs as well as his arm. You wonder how much that will change, but just talk a little bit about what he's doing here during this spring ball and how much this portends to him being available in the fall.
Well, we didn't get to watch the team drills on Tuesday, and it'll be the same today. We got to watch the first six or seven periods of practice, and he went through every one of those drills, and that was, you know, passing drills, one-on-one, some three-on-three stuff, and he was involved in all of that. So He is wearing a yellow jersey, so that means he is limited. But, you know, probably if I had to take a guess, he probably didn't do too much team stuff. But the rest of the stuff that we were there that got to watch, he was doing everything. And they knew that going in. They knew he was going to be limited, but they knew he'd be able to pass the ball around. And obviously, starting quarterback's not going to take contact anyway, whether he was coming off an injury or not. But, you know, that was encouraging to see him back out there yesterday, though, and throwing the football around.
Yeah, it just seems so long ago now, doesn't it? That when Mississippi State had reached the top of the polls and Ole Miss was there, and I mean, it seems like a million years ago now. But is there an expectation that this team can get back to that under Joe Moorhead? That didn't have to be a Dan Mullen one off type of deal?
I think it can be. You know, I think the talent is there, and you know, from top to bottom. On both sides of the football, it may be the most talented team that Mississippi State's had on paper, and just as far as being productive on the field that we've seen in several, maybe a couple of decades. I mean, their defense is probably as good as they've had, especially with the depth since probably 1999, under back in the days of Jackie Sherrill and Joe Lee Dunn, when they were number one in the country in defense that year. But you know, this team, offensive line, a lot of veterans back there. Their biggest weakness right now is, and you say it's a weakness, but they've got to find one or two receivers to step up. That was their weakness last year. I think their leading receiver last year only had 27 catches, and that's where people are hoping that Moorhead's offense, more emphasis on the passing game, the vertical passing game, that's probably where you'll see maybe the biggest differences between Joe Moorhead's offense and Dan Mullen's offense. But you know, they've got a lot of veterans. I believe overall it's 18 returning starters, and a lot of backups have returned as well. So this spring, I would imagine that we'll be able to see some of that. And I would expect them to be, you know, I expect expectations going into Moorhead's first season to be higher than any other first-year coach Mississippi State's had.
Yeah, well, because the bar has been raised, too. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It wasn't like, well, you go 500 and they throw you a parade. I mean, now we've seen them, you know, be a 10-win team, and so that expectation is a little bit different that way. What kind of an offense do we expect to see? I mean, I saw he had called it a Chipotle offense, you know, not a ton of ingredients, but a lot of mixing and matching. But, you know, we talk about RPOs and things like that, and you wonder about Nick Fitzgerald and how that leg is going to be, whether or not, you know, that's going to be an effective part of his game still. But what do you think we're going to see as an offense here compared to what it was, you know, in years past under Dan Mullen, which, you know, had a lot of moving aspects to the quarterback?
I think it'll be more of a pass-first offense, a little bit, you know, shaded that way than what we saw under Mullen, especially last year when Mississippi State ran the football 60% of the time, almost 70% of the time. When you look at the different plays broken up, but you know, Moorhead explained his offense right off the bat. We're kind of comparing it to Mullen's spread offense. He said it's in the same church, but it's a different pew.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you will see a lot of similar plays under Moorhead, but just different formations, just different ways. Because he's talked over and over about being very simple and simplifying the offensive approach so his guys know it inside and out. But having, you know, different variations of those schemes and formations, but still running a lot of the same plays over and over.
What are some of the major battles that we're looking at here, the things that they've got to settle in this spring?
I think on one side of the ball, when you look at offense, as I mentioned earlier, Stephen Guidry is a junior college receiver that's in here this spring. They've lost a couple of senior receivers off last year's team, so there's basically every one of those jobs is up for grabs. I mean, they've got several veterans back at slot receiver. Malik Deer, who missed all of last year with an ACL injury, he's back. He was a starter 2 years ago. But, you know, you look at also on the outside, Reggie Todd, Osiris Mitchell, Jamal Couch, all young receivers that got a lot of playing time last year. They're all in that mix of wide receiver. The only offensive lineman that they lost was Martinez Rankin, left tackle. Somewhat of a battle there, but Greg Island, you know, Rankin missed a few games last year with an injury, and Greg Island, as a redshirt freshman, he started about four or five games this past year, so he's odds on favorite to win that battle. And defensively, you know, they pretty much got everybody back. except at corner. There's a couple of that's probably the biggest position battle right now, and you've got guys that have started like Chris Rayford, Jamal Peters, but you know Cam Dantzler's in the mix this year again after he played last season for the first time. Tyler Williams redshirted. You've got Brian Cole, Jacarius Landry, a couple of junior college guys that redshirted last year. They're playing that nickel safety position under with Bob Shoup's 4-2-5 scheme. So those are just some kind of the new names in the mix. But a lot of those, you never want to say a starting job. Of course, a coach is never going to say a starting job is set in stone. But to be honest with you, there are not many positions up, you know, starting jobs up for grabs this spring.
Paul Jones, Bulldogs 24/7, the editor there. And talk to me about this March Murphy kid, and I guess he's getting a look at defensive back right now. And are there other young guys that are coming in that maybe find a way to contribute on this team?
Devontae Jason's another guy. He's a slot receiver. He's like Marcus Murphy was. He was an early high school graduate. So he's on campus right now, and he's going through spring practice. So, you know, I would be surprised if either one of those guys redshirted. And, you know, I think Marcus will also get a look on special teams. He was taking turns at returning punts on Tuesday when we were able to observe that part of practice. But right now they're starting him off at safety. They've mentioned he possibly could play some corner or even get some, you know, have some snaps on the offensive side of the football. But, you know, I think not only are those two of the most talented guys that they signed in the recent class, they're also the only two high school guys that are on campus right now that should still be in high school. So obviously they get a jump on the competition there, and they get a spring football under their belt before fall comes.
All right. When we look at this schedule too, I mean, after Stephen F. Austin game, they take a trip to K-State. It's always nice to see an SEC team go on a road to a legit, you know, road game and against a, you know, against a Power 5 team, but it'll be at K-State there. But the rest of the non-conference schedule, Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana Tech, not imposing. And, you know, get Florida in the building, which is going to be very exciting on September 29th when Dan Mullen makes his return. I would think that the fans at first will give Dan Mullen a very warm reception, and then it'll be all, you know, it'll be on. Auburn in the building, go to LSU, Texas A&M back there at Alabama. What's the thought process? I mean, is this an 8-win team, 9-win team? You know, what do they think that they can do with this schedule coming up?
You know, you reel off those names and you realize how tough it is in the SEC. But, you know, I think a lot of fans and even media around here expect, you know, I think the majority of people thinking in that 9-10 wins range, you know, they have the talent to get double-digit wins. But when you say that, that means you've got to knock off an Auburn at home, a Florida at home, A&M. You got to have success on the road at LSU, at Alabama, at Ole Miss. So, I mean, it's easy to mark that number, but it's so tough to get to that point. But I think right now going in that the majority of people believe that 9 or 10 wins is what this team can reach if things fall right.
Yeah, and Dan Mullen, you know, he was there for a good long run, won a lot of football games, always had that team competitive. I remember talking to him once at SEC Media Days. He really liked Starkville. You know, he was a guy that really liked Starkville. Everybody, you know, every time a job opened up, the last couple of times a Florida job opened up, everybody, boom, there he goes, and he didn't. So how do you think the fans will respond when Florida comes in there? Do they have a good feeling about him and the amount of time that he spent at State?
I think if they're honest, I think they will. I mean, you still got some people that are still sour grapes that he left, and you know, you understand that part of the fan side, but, you know, I think when you break it all down and what he did to Mississippi State, you have to respect what he did. And I think the realest fans, I think they appreciate what he did. And, you know, I think it was probably a case, too, where some people were glad to see him move on. They thought he probably had reached his ceiling in Mississippi State, whether or not that's true or not. You know, obviously we'll never know, but, you know, I think in some ways it was a good split. He gets another challenge at Florida, gets to stay in the competitive SEC and still be in that area of college football. But I think most fans respect what he did here. But, you know, obviously that game, when he comes back, will definitely be intense.
Yeah, it's going to be intense is right. Paul Jones has been our guest from Bulldogs 24/7 on Mississippi State. All right, man, appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
All right, thanks. Well, you know, see, so this isn't a deal where it's a total makeover. That's a team that's got a lot of horses back. Some of them total makeover deals. He's talking about 9 or 10 wins. I mean, if they're going to win 9 or 10 games, you know, that means you're looking at Mississippi State, you know, only losing a couple of games. And, you know, they're at Alabama, as we said. They have Auburn at home. They would have to beat K-State to get that done at K-State. I think they should be able to do that. At Kentucky. Kentucky's not going to suck. But they got Florida. They got a stretch 4 games in a row where they got Florida at home, Auburn at home, LSU at LSU, and Texas A&M at home. Then after the Louisiana Tech game, they got at Alabama, then Arkansas at home, and at Ole Miss. So if they're even a 9-win team, because right off the bat you think Florida, Auburn, LSU, A&M, Alabama. Those are the real tough games for them.
Yeah. They also have the potential to beat some of those guys or getting them in Mississippi State, though. That was probably, in my opinion, one of the top 3 toughest places to play last year, considering how different they looked on the road compared to how they looked at home, how much tougher they were at home. They're not going to be an easy win when you play them in Starkville.
No. But they would have to be a 10-win team, to be a 9-win team, let's say 9-3, to be a 9-win team, they have to beat either Florida or Auburn or Texas A&M at home. I could see them – you pick them. I think I could see them dropping 2 out of those 3. They're going to be a dog at home against Florida, I think. And I think they'll be a dog at home against Auburn. They're going to be a dog at Alabama. That's going to be very difficult. At LSU is no party. I think they're 8-4. I think they're 8-4.
The one with Florida is going to be the most interesting, I think. That one's in Starkville, you said?
It's in Starkville.
That one's going to be fun because that's, you know, that's Mullen's trip back.
Yeah.
That's going to be
huge. It'll be interesting to see if that gets the CBS treatment. Be interesting to see if CBS plucks that game that day. I don't have my master schedule in front of me yet. You think the helmet schedules are out yet? I wonder if the SEC helmet schedule is out yet. SEC helmet schedule 2018. I like being able to look at the whole schedule at once and try and pick, you know, the games. But I wonder if that game gets – that game's going to get a lot of attention. If it's not a, you know – see, what day is that? That's September 29th. Let's see what else is September 29th. Alabama and Louisiana Lafayette, so no. Arkansas has A&M, so no. Auburn and Southern, no. Florida, Mississippi State, Georgia, Tennessee. Georgia, Tennessee usually gets that.
Yeah,
kind
this can
of
be
love.
Tough to break
they usually
that one.
Gets that one. LSU, Ole Miss. Missouri is off. South Carolina, Kentucky, no one cares. Tennessee, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia. I could, depending on how they start, both teams start out. I mean, it's between that Tennessee-Georgia game and that Florida-Mississippi State game. If Tennessee is, you know, not doing anything, Georgia's going to roll through the early part of their schedule. I mean, Georgia will be 4-0. They got Austin Peay, South Carolina, Middle Tennessee, and Missouri. So they're 4-0 going into that game. Tennessee has West Virginia in Charlotte. That's going to be tough. East Tennessee State, UTEP, and the Florida game. So Tennessee is, you know, they're likely 2-2. They're possibly 2-2 going to 4-0 Georgia. You look at Mississippi State, they got Stephen. If they win at K-State, well, Kentucky's not going to be an easy game. They'll be 3-1 if not 4-0. They got an excellent chance to be 4-0, probably 3-1, though. Pick which one they lose on the road. And Florida has Charleston Southern, Kentucky at home, Colorado State at home. Oh, this is a Jim McElwain game. And Tennessee and Knoxville. Well, Florida's got an excellent chance to be 4-0. But one of those games will get a prime ESPN spot, and then the other one will be on CBS. I think that's the way that'll go. Let's grab a break. It's Tom Abraham Show. Phone lines are open when we return. 866-485-9867. Back with more right here at 730-1039 The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039 The Ump. WUMP.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. So much of the attention on LeBron James right now is about what happens next. Stay in Cleveland, go to L.A., complete the process in Philly, or the one thing that could burn the association right to the ground, go to the Bay and gravy train Golden State for another ring, or four. But all of that what comes next talk is getting in the way of what's happening right now, every single night. And 15 seasons into it, at age 33, LBJ is not the same killer he's always been. He's even better. Cleveland 132, Toronto 120. 29, and the King went 35-17-7. Look, crack this guy for his social game. Heck, my listeners will crack on him for that spotty salad on top of his dome, but never ever crack this guy for what he's doing on the floor. As long as the King is on the court doing what he's doing, the East still runs through him. I'm Jim Rome.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Whether you're passionate about your car or you simply need a helping hand when your ride needs fixing, O'Reilly Auto Parts is on your side. Thousands of brand names, quality parts in stock, convenient locations, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and of course, thousands of well-trained professional parts people to help you out. Shop any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts locations or check them out online at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day. O'ReillyAuto.com.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The rap. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Ooma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Ooma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Ooma.com. That's O-O-M-A. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I was 9 when I lost my leg to bone cancer. I had a 50% chance to live. After chemotherapy treatments at my children's hospital and the amputation, I had beaten the odds. But would I ever be as active as I once was? Fast forward 20 years. I've competed in the Paralympics and now play on the U.S. amputee soccer team. Help kids live their dreams just like me. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Before my 17th birthday, I lost my sister and mom to cancer, and then I got it too. Thanks to my Children's Hospital, I'm cancer-free and I'm studying to become a pediatric oncology nurse. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Weather is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy. All online at progressive.com.
A cool afternoon with a sunny sky, the high today 59. Fair and cold again tonight, but we should stay above freezing, the low at 37. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the high at 65. Saturday becoming mostly cloudy, the chance of a few passing showers during the day, the high at 72. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household, the big dog, Tom Abraham.
Get a little dose of Led Zeppelin today in a Throwback Thursday. Remember, we only have you till 5 o'clock. We'll turn it over to Westwood One for coverage of the NCAA basketball tournament. Sweet 16 getting going tonight in Atlanta, Loyola Chicago, Nevada, followed by Kentucky and Kansas State in the West Regional. That'll be going on tonight as well. It'll be Michigan and Texas A&M. That starts about 6:30, 6:40, somewhere in there as they stagger the starts. And that'll be the first game, and then Florida State and Gonzaga in the second game. So you get both SEC teams going tonight. Let's get an update with T-Mac. This is a Doghouse Sports Report.
We're going to kick things off with A.J. McCarron, now with the Buffalo Bills, announces that he will undergo a number change. Instead of the five he boasted during Cincy, and during his time in Cincy. Man, I'm all over myself. He will now go back to the 10, something he's familiar with. He wore it most of his career, minus the NFL. Wide receiver Deontay Thompson, who used to wear the 10 for Buffalo, signed with the Cowboys today. So that freed up the 10. AJ, familiar company with that number. Tua's thumb injury is believed to be just a sprain. Collective sigh of relief. The injury was sustained during the follow-through of a pass in which he hit the helmet of an offensive lineman. No timetable for his return, but he is expected to be back before the end of spring. UConn has hired Dan Hurley, Rhode Island's head coach, and Bob Hurley's younger brother, after firing Kevin Ollie with just cause, after reports that UConn is under investigation for improper summer workouts and other recruiting violations. Johnny Manziel participated in the University of San Diego's Pro Day today, where NFL teams got to see him throw for the first time in 2.5 years. San Diego, they didn't have a quarterback participating, which allowed Manziel to step in. According to those who were there, his overall performance was pretty good, pretty positive. Jason Pierre-Paul was traded from the Giants to the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bucks received Paul and a fourth-round pick and gave the Giants a third and a fourth-rounder. And finally, Dwight Howard had the first 30-30 game last night since 2010. That's 30 points, 30 rebounds, and a 111-105 win over the Nets. Howard also received his 16th technical foul of the season, which means he will be suspended without pay for their next game, which will roughly cost him about $165,000. It also means for every two techs he receives for the rest of the regular season, it will result in another suspension. I'm Tony Mack. That is your Doghouse Sports Report.
Don't you think the 30-30 is more impressive than the 35 points, 17 assists for LeBron?
I do.
I mean, 30-30 is – I mean, 30 rebounds is ridiculous. How long has it been since that happened?
It happened in 2010. I can't remember who did it, but I think those are the only two instances since the 80s. So it's been pretty rare.
That's just crazy. But how much did Cleveland serve notice last night? You ever notice how much better they play when they're playing somebody that's, you know, that they could face in the playoffs or that's really good?
Yes.
It's that who's your daddy moment. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
And they were making a big deal. I got the notification on my phone that at halftime the Raptors scored 79 points in the first half and how incredible that was, which it's awesome. But Cleveland also scored 64. So I leaned to my wife and I was like, Cleveland's about to come back and win this ball game. You just watch. And sure enough. Yeah, like you said, you kind of have that feeling whenever they play a team that's in the playoffs, a high seed out of the East or West, they perform up to the level of competition. So it wasn't a surprise. Impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive. But, you know, they're still the team to beat. As long as that guy can do that, I mean, they're still the team to beat. I mean, who's going to beat them four times in seven nights? Just don't know. Now, they're in a situation where they're going to have to play. If they don't jump ahead of Boston, they're in a situation where they're going to play two series on the road. And that's no good. That means you got only one series that they'll play at home, right? Because they'll be on the road in the second round, the championship round, or the conference championship round, and in the final. or the finals. It's just grammatically incorrect, as I've told you over the years. All right, we're getting things started in the Fab Final Hour next with John Hale from the Courier-Journal in Kentucky right here on 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio, The Ump, because we care.
A new state-of-the-art indoor shooting range is coming to Huntsville. Bullet and Barrel,
offering 19 indoor climate-controlled lanes and a fully stocked store with firearms, accessories, and clothing.
Bullet and Barrel provides professional-friendly firearms training, great for new and experienced shooters. Become a member now at a special pre-grand opening rate. Bullet and Barrel on Lehman Ferry Road near the corner of Airport Road.
And online at bulletandbarrel.com.
Bullet and Barrel. Serious fun.
Did you know you can spray Linex on just about anything that needs protection?
More than just, like, bed liners?
You got it. How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, or motorcycle?
I never thought of that. You can spray something like this?
Virtually anything you can think of.
I thought you were just the best bed liner around. I had no idea.
Think outside the bed liner and Linex it. Call 256-721-1331 or stop by and see me, Susie, at Linex of Huntsville on Research Park Boulevard.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hello. It's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us?
I mean, have you seen my label?
I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good.
I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for...
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus...